This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The book of Ruth in the Old Testament gives us a beautiful example of practicing hospitality. Ruth was a foreign widow who joined her mother-in-law, Naomi, when she returned to Bethlehem where she had formerly lived. One day Ruth went out into the fields to glean leftover grain to help meet her and Naomi's needs. When Boaz, the owner of the field, noticed her, he welcomed her to join his workers when they stopped for a meal. He gave her some bread. In addition, he offered her some roasted grain. This expression of hospitality to a widow from a foreign country opened a door that eventually led to romance between Boaz and Ruth. They eventually married and had a son whom they named Obed, who was the father of Jesse, the father of David. Eventually, through David's line, the Messiah, Jesus, was born. At first, it didn't seem like much, welcoming a new girl to join the other workers for a meal, with the encouragement to continue gleaning grain in that field. Truly, little is much when God is in it. So if in your place of employment you see a new employee, be sure to welcome them. Make it easy for them to fit in. Look for an opportunity to include them at lunch or a coffee break, or at least reach out to engage them in conversation. Help them make progress in their assignments, and celebrate their successes and recognitions. Who knows what the unexpected outcomes might be? And to think, it all starts with a warm invitation to lunch. It pays to practice hospitality. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.